of our home, it haunts our dreams. Bound by a thread that's unraveling at the seams. Echoes of laughter that seem so far drive us to fight under every star. Another world is calling, can't ignore the signs. Hope rides on us, it's a race with time. If we fail this battle, the line will bend. Two worlds will fall, it's the ultimate end.
Hello everyone, it is I, Patrick, or DM Pat, with the cast being Valiander, Nifty, also known as Celine, my wife, Mithril, Rapid, and Matt. And last we left off, we left off with Yoshi going full invisible, pulling a freaking perfect card out of the deck, Heart of the Cards level crap, and now is sneaking up behind this group to try to locate which one is the primary... they know which one's the primary caster because they watched it try to wrestle the control over the zombie. So, walking up right behind, and yeah, you guys are now... Well, you guys are watching from the forest line, probably about 30 feet from the bad guys. So, Yoshi, you will now stand maybe 5-6 feet behind the creature. I mean the person that's holding me holding the control. So what would you like to do here? Do you guys remember the plan? It's been some time since we recorded, everyone. We had to take a little bit of a break off.
I believe the plan was for me to kill this guy and for him to lose control of the zombies and the zombies to attack the rest of the
crew.
And we used,
and that
we
created
the
diversion to sneak in.
And we're going to use the bear to lure the uncontrolled zombies over to the other people.
Yes, and you're going to and the bear will also help to stop the make it harder for the other mages to grab the control.
Okay. Yes.
All right, go ahead and do that for me then. All right. I need you to pick what you're going to do and make the attack.
Okay.
It's an automatic hit, but it's not it depends if it's a if it's going to be a critical or not. If it is of your of the same seed and blessed seed as the attack and your blessed seed, then I'll count it as a critical and it will kill the person.
Okay. So he comes up behind this guy. And I'm going to use, like, the double slash, and the way this happens is he just, like, materializes out of the shadows, stabs this guy in the back, drops him, and then turns around and, like, does, like, a finishing cut across his throat. That's what this is going to look like if I pull a good card. If not, this is going to be... Yeah, okay, so... Heart of Cards, that is going to be a... Ooh, Queen of Diamonds. That's great, because I was using Double Slash. And that's a club to activate club. It.
Very well.
It's not of my Blessed Seed, but I'm going to go ahead and use my one of my class specializations. Once per combat action, I can choose to make it a critical.
Okay. All right. You quickly, from the shadows, as the mist kind of, like, kind of starts to form again in this poof of black and gray smoke, your blade comes moving out of it as the smoke curls around your movement. You stab into the side of this person as he lurches to the one to the left from being stabbed. He then drops down and... Coming from the other side, almost as if you've teleported to the other side of him, you slash across, and the zombies begin...
It's coming down. It's like the Fist of the North Star moment. He just goes, "Oh my wama, shindiryu, nani?"
As you end this person's life, the zombies begin to rampage and attack the closest person. It throws this whole situation throws the cultists off, but they were somewhat ready to grab control if need be, so they immediately start to try to do that. This is when, if you wish to do this, or you can summon in Stanton.
I look to Nora. Nora, now's your chance. Do it.
Grab the controller that this guy was holding and like fucking book it.
Oh, it's a staff. They were using their magic to control.
Ah, okay.
But what are you doing?
I whisper, "Don't get him, boy." As I summon Sandman,
as
nudge him in that direction as he goes off.
BRB. As you summon him, you start to hear the stampeding sound of a massive bear from nowhere. And almost like he materializes like a ghost into physical form, he comes charging out of nowhere and starts to thrash and maul anything and everything in sight, barely missing Yoshi a few times as he is just going berserk. He has definitely grabbed the attention of the mages. Go ahead and give me a social competence test with a difficulty value of 11. To see if this fully works out in your favor.
The charisma, right?
Yeah. It's the heart.
Yeah. Hearts.
I got a 9 of clubs, but twice a day I can repeat a failed social comp test without consuming VE.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So you can try again.
9 plus 3 is 12.
Uh-huh, yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. You succeed. Stanton does exactly as you told him to do, and he causes a massive distraction. There is a bit of yelling and commotion. Hopefully, no one inside heard. They might be close. They might not be. You don't know exactly where they are in this shrine or church. As the bear roars go on, you can hear some distant commotion in the woods, and Stanton seems to look up and notice that sound and begins to charge towards that direction as Yoshi kind of just backs into the mist and disappears. The zombies chase after Stanton, and the cultists that are remaining still alive chase after the zombies. As you start to hear more yelling and fighting, you can feel that Stanton is growing much weaker. If you guys are going to make a break for this shrine, now is the time.
Okay, I make a break for it.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
But
while we're running, can I summon him back before he grows too weak?
You mean de-summon him?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, you can. You'll kind of pull him back out of existence, basically Pokemon call him back, and you make it into the
church.
How
much health has he lost doing that?
He lost. We had lowered his health from what it was down to 35, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's at 20.
Okay.
All right. You guys now sit inside this. Inside the shrine. There doesn't seem to be anyone here, which is lucky on your end. Or mayhap there might have been someone here, but they heard the commotion, so they went deeper. Who knows? But there doesn't seem to be any entrance of anything directly. But go ahead.
I look to Rain. Do you want to check the shrine for any traps or other things?
Maybe we should check this
one. You know how triggers work, so...
Yeah, explosive triggers.
Sure, some of them work the same, right?
Not fantasy triggers.
Hey,
what if it's triggered by magic?
Well, then don't use magic. Ah, shit, I don't know. We have to figure out something.
I'll look around for traps.
All right, we're gonna need a intelligence competence test.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
something in my eyeball.
Do, 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 do. 10 of diamonds. Shit. I don't even know if y'all can see this.
No.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
There we go.
10 of diamonds.
All right. Do you have.
Plus 3. Plus so 3. 13.
Okay. All right. You kind of walk around carefully, moving throughout the temple. The temple's walls are lined with old wood and stone. Out the exterior seemed to have been a facade as an old church, while inside seems to be a elaborate and almost beyond fantasy carved stone statues of a woman holding holding a planet as it grows can be seen throughout the walls as large pillars hold up the ceiling. A rather large shrine with the same statue with the same figure sits at the far end in the middle, and in front of it is what seems to be a altar lit by sunlight. Very little sunlight even made it into this forest in the first place, but it seems as if this shrine has been placed in the exact spot for the sun to always shine here. And as you move throughout carefully, Rain, you discover no obvious traps.
Okay. Seems pretty clear.
What was that, Rapid?
We haven't seen since we've been here any image or anything of Crystallia herself.
No, this is of the Earth Mother.
Oh, so we already know who the Trinity. Yeah. I forgot. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay. This is of the Earth Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Pat.
Yes.
I know. Like, what stat would we use if I wanted to do kind of like a? Because I'm kind of a priest in this world, so what's like a religion check?
Competence.
Is that charisma?
Yeah, it'd be competence. It'd be the charisma competence test, yeah.
Okay. I kind of want to walk up to the shrine in the middle of the back, and I kind of want to do a form of religion check on it, use some of my mystical powers that I gained recently to sense energies from this shrine, maybe its purpose.
Very well. Go ahead and give me a social competence test, the charisma competence test.
Oof. Okay. So that's a 6 of spades. That's not the best.
Nope.
6 of spades. But let me see. I have +2, and I can only add +2 in social interaction, or +1 in social. Oh wait, no. Oh, in intimidating or deceiving. Okay. So that's 8.
All right.
Get over here, goddammit, you stupid guy.
As you reach out to... The problem is you may have powers, but you know nothing of the ritual, the order of things, how to do it. And you know, you realize that you were given power, but at this point you're playing with something you don't understand whatsoever. Right. And it as... A person like yourself, Ruben, who prides themselves on being highly intelligent, highly sociable, the fact that something is ignoring you, and the fact that you don't know how to use this properly, when you feel like you should be able to use anything properly, it annoys you. It frustrates you. Slightly makes
you guys hear. You guys hear a quiet little stomp from behind the shrine, and you just see me like walk away. Someone else can check that out, and I kind of start walking away.
Does she not LOL you back?
Not even a fucking winky face. Yes, unless you guys figure out what to do here.
Oh.
Your story may have come to an end.
For this quest. I want to look for hidden doors.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, so...
she's going to... Y'all go ahead and resolve yours first.
So, remember how I'd like to do this? You guys can look for different aspects of this, but you can't look for the same thing. If you do want to look for the same thing, I will allow one of you to draw two cards and pick the highest one.
I kind of want to do it in my own. Well, essentially, if you want to look for it, bash it open. If bash it, let's just say that.
Yeah, it's more of like, if you want to do your own, then you need to come up with different things that you're looking for.
We don't both need to die right now. Go ahead, Myth. You first.
Lovely.
So you're looking for hidden doors or anything like that?
You already used one. Is this an intelligence?
This would be an intelligence, yes.
Wait. Before
I have
you go,
plus
because...
three to this.
Oh, yeah, you have a better chance either way. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on.
Jackson's weighs a lot louder.
I'm getting used to my brother's computer. His mouse kind of sucks.
Well, yours is flat.
And that's recorded.
Yeah. he never watches these anyway.
What a dick.
I know.
Yeah, of
course. Donate to his football team and all that shit, and he can't even watch our videos.
Can't even support whoever doesn't support us. You guys are assholes. Can't even watch videos or anything like that.
That is an ace of spades.
Yo.
Okay.
Which is intelligence. Spades is intelligence.
Very well.
Stupid critical.
Also my blessed seed, if that matters.
It does, because mm-hmm. that's what makes it critical. So you basically just quadrupled on that. So the
mega mine this.
As you are looking around, it's almost by dumb luck that you find it, because Rain isn't trained in espionage, isn't trained in locating. The best thing that she's trained in is looking for weak spots to place a bomb.
Put the bombs.
As you are looking around, you kind of catch an area that was like that your brain kind of goes, "Oh, I could put a bomb right there, and it would probably blow that entire wall up." That's a really oddly weak spot of the wall, as it's like kind of right there in front of the altar, like right behind the statue. Why would you put a weak wall right there? And so you start to investigate it, and you can feel wind, air coming from the other side, like out of small little crevices. You can feel some kind of wind.
Hey guys, there's a door over here,
or something.
Oh, it's like the video games, like Link or whatever. You know, you see the little. Do you just
before they go, before he goes over there, Yoshi's gonna walk up to the statue and just do like the whole like Shinto thing where he just kind of like claps his hands together and like pays respect to the statue, and then he's gonna go over to them.
Every time Yoshi does something, there's always that.
Yoshi, as you're doing that, you can in your mind. Oh, well, you're not sure if it's in your mind or if you actually hear it as your ears pick it up. You hear a painful cry. It's like someone being harmed viciously. And then you hear a growl. A really loud, deep, guttural growl. And then the silence of the woman.
Yoshi just kind of stands up, cracks his neck, and very slowly
draws his
katana, and he starts heading towards the door. And he's like, "All right, let's go. We got to find these people now."
Seeing that they're now taking action, I kind of like lean back off of the wall with a still slight frustrated look on my face, and I saunter over to you guys.
I'm a bachelor. The
fuck pissed in your weedy.
Give me a toughness competence test. Difficulty value 13.
Ace of hearts.
Okay, so an ace is a 14.
Plus one.
So yeah. 15. So yeah, you do. What does it look like when you bash this stone door open without even like looking for the trigger or
like
anything?
Like I said earlier, so Ashton was a game growing up, so he thinks of Link, you know, mm-hmm. playing all those Zelda games, and he's gonna scream out, "Hiya!" Well, actually, in his head, because it's gonna make a noise either way, so yes. He's gonna scream out, "Hiya!" and slashes straight at it.
As you slash at it, your blade just so happens to hit the activation button, and it looks as your blade squishes across the top of it, like the thing, it just so happens to separate from where you push, so it looks like you cut the wall, but you really just open the door.
No. She just shakes his head and just kind of chuckles and goes, baka.
But yeah, the door does open, but it looks like you slice, to you, Ashen, it looks like you slice through the wall.
Before we go, sorry.
No, you're good.
Before we go down, can I look around and see if there's like any defacing to the shrine or any of that creepy symbol around?
That is the strange thing. You have not seen any of that whatsoever. Like, you guys have spent some time in here because it took time to look for traps. It took time for the prayer. It took time to look for the stone door. So you've had lots of time to analyze this building. And there are no defacings, no symbols up here. Seems as if they left us entirely alone. But down below, behind the door, sits a dark tunnel lit barely by torches much further down. Leads to some kind of natural cave system.
Yeah, I'll just follow. You said you're going down there now, Yoshi, right?
Yeah, Yoshi is, like, moving with purpose. He's, like, he's got his weapon out, and he is, like, fixated. Like, there's a lady down there somewhere who's in trouble, and he's not
about
that
life. That's the thing, no one else knows about this lady in trouble thing. So,
yeah.
Seeing that Yoshi pulled his weapon out, I kind of pull mine out as well. And I don't say anything to Yoshi, but I kind of give a look of like, okay, what's going on as I follow him.
He doesn't see it. He is right now. He is out for blood. That's it.
Very well. Alright, so Yoshi and Ruben head down the rest of the party.
Oh, I'm behind Yoshi.
Follow.
Yeah, behind Yoshi.
Shield up, okay. That's why, yeah.
Okay, following. Alright, everyone heads deeper into the shrine's underground system. As you begin to go deeper and deeper, what the best you can understand is writing, almost like scripture-based writing all over the stone walls. It seems as if it's been there for a very long time, and it is not in any way, shape, or form new.
And we were able to start reading the texts and understanding your language when we got here, right? Can we understand this text?
It seems to be this prayers, worship, and the story of the Earth Mother, one of the 12, and how she was blessed with guardianship of the Earth's growth and love by Crystallia.
Okay, and I don't have any paper, but Ruben just makes mental notes of that, trying to get a grasp of like the religion of this world.
As you begin to take mental notes of that, give me a madness check.
Oh,
it's a general competence test, so you add nothing to it unless you have something. Ooh. As you are studying this, something starts to whisper to you. It's
welcome to the slightly insane club.
Right.
You're gonna go up by 1 point. So with when it comes to the madness
first point
charge
is nothing, right?
To hear something just quiet enough that you can't make out what it says, but it seems to be calling you in some way and saying something to you. The shapes of the words begin to change to look like eyes as the words begin to show like something moving along, almost swimming through the letters, pulling
and
its
I kinda
way
get,
through.
I get drawn in for a second. I kind of get lost in it, and then I have to, like, shake myself away and be like, oh.
Right before you shake yourself out, something looked like it was about to jump from the words. Like, something was starting to pull the words together and make a shape, and you were looking at it, and then you shook your head right as it was about to get to the edge of the script.
And I don't know if any of you would notice, but that frustration that Ruben had earlier on his face disappears as you see kind of a confusion, but also afraid look on his face.
Disturbed. It looks disturbed.
Yes, his face looks disturbed.
Are you down with the
sickness? Yoshi, you hear that growl, that guttural growl again, except this time in a bit of a chuckle.
I'm gonna look around.
Because that's something you shouldn't be hearing.
Alright.
An ace? Okay. That's a 14, that's high enough.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But I am gonna kind of like look around to the rest of the party and be like, does anybody else hear that?
I haven't heard shit since
then. Generally, I cannot say that I hear anything, otherwise I lose my job. So, no, I didn't hear shit.
I just look to Yoshi and I'm like, no, but I saw something. These texts, they started animating in my head. And I point to the prayers and scriptures on the wall. There's something trying to attack me in my mind. I don't know.
Did you get enough sleep the last time we stopped to rest?
Probably not.
Did we sleep? Yeah, we did.
She's gonna mention to the party now that he heard, like, a woman, like, crying for help and then heard, like, this weird kind of, like, guttural growl when he was paying respect to the shrine, and then he just heard the same kind of growl again.
Did I get a good look at the shape of this thing that that I saw before I, like, shook it out?
No. Somewhat. It was hard to really tell because of how it was. All you really saw was eyes, a mass, and then, like, something was causing the, like, a wave, kind of like heat waves, but something was curling back and forth, coming off of this creature as it was crawling and swimming towards you. And then you saw a large jaw open up with a grin, and that was it.
Okay.
Were you saying something?
No? No.
I thought you were about to say something. My bad. After Yoshi says what he says, he's like, well, it seems like maybe we're chilling. There's some demons down here. But, I mean, not you, Nora, but actual demons.
I'm sorry, did this just become an episode of Supernatural?
Oh, fuck, I never watched that show, goddamn it. I just know about Dean, guys. The show was past my time, okay?
I mean, you fucking youngins.
I only saw the first season.
Yoshi just kind of chuckles. That's and shakes the happy his head season. And keeps moving.
As you guys continue to move. It's
part of why I stopped watching it. Just like, oh, this is getting a little heavy.
As you guys continue to move, you can start to hear what sounds like chanting coming from a corridor to your left. It's up ahead, probably 25, 30 feet. But it's...
Oh, let's stop the party real quick.
Yep.
Before we get in there, we're all in accordance of we're going to kill every single one of these, or do you guys want to try talking to them? Oh, okay, perfect.
I think we just killed them, yeah.
Yoshi looks at Ashton for a moment. Like, he was just kind of initially thinking that Ashton's just kind of like this young, naive kid that doesn't understand the way the world works. And when he hears Ashton be like, so we're going to, like, kill every motherfucker in this room, right? He just kind of, like, smiles and pats Ashton on the shoulder. He's
That's
like,
funny oh, because yeah. He got his first madness level when we saw you guys chop people up.
Yeah. Before we go in, I'm going to pop my healing potion to get the rest of my cards back because I'm not sure what's waiting in there, but I don't want to. I want to go in like fully ready for a fight.
Big
so.
Brains, because
I
don't
want to use a healing potion. It heals how much?
5 cards.
Yep. Did we all get a healing potion?
Or was only it missing 2, so.
Yeah. Well, I was missing exactly 5, so I'm like, I want
you know
my full deck back.
I'm going to follow Yoshi's example and drink one of my potions as well.
Did we each get a potion or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
each
got one.
We bought 2 potions. I have 2 potions.
Oh, okay. So I don't think I bought one. Okay.
No, we each, the rest of us who didn't have one, got one from Dude Bro. Yeah,
okay, I'm going to take Dude Bro's potion and, yep, 4.
Okay. And I had bought one. I had bought 2, actually, from the top myself.
Very well. As you guys,
and I got a discount because I delivered them.
Do you guys want to approach this corridor? Note that the cave splits into 2 directions. It continues forward and wraps around a bend. However, the torches become more sparse that direction, as towards the left direction, which kind of, it goes like straight, and then like right around here it cuts this way. It's a lot more lit, and there is clearly chanting coming from that range. So you can choose to just keep going straight if you wish to. Who knows?
Yeah, I kind of want to see if there's any, maybe like anything useful down the other way. Like, again, kind of following Ashton's like video game logic. Obviously, there's the way to the main objective, but this side trail might have some useful loot or might have a secret way to get a little bit closer and bypass a fight kind of thing.
We can't miss the heart canister.
Yeah, exactly. Can't miss the health canister.
All right. So, you guys want to check that out? Do you go alone, or do you go with your party?
No. Like Yoshi would like express that to the rest of the party. Like, hey, like Ashton's logic, like the whole video game thing. Maybe we should check out the side trail first before we go barging into a room full of cultists.
I mean, that I would actually agree with a.
I've kind of moved back.
Literal child, but
after the experience,
I'm 18. Okay, I'm not a child. I'm a grown man.
He's standing up.
What were you saying?
I've kind of fallen back to the back of the pack after that experience I had, and I just say to Yoshi, "Follow you anywhere you go right now."
You hear your own voice say that back to you.
Oh, you're fucking with him.
Oh shit.
Almost as if it was an echo, but there was no response from the rest of your party. They didn't hear it.
In a way, Ruben kind of just ignores it for now.
In a way.
In a way.
Yes.
You're a very charismatic person. It's hard to ignore your own voice. All right. So you guys begin to head down that corridor. As you slip past the left side, the left corridor, you spot what seems to be this large knight-like creature wearing heavy plate armor, wielding what looks to be a bastard sword and a shield. However, beneath beneath the missing parts of its armor is bone. As it rattles forth, it seems to be walking towards the direction, looking down the corridor as you kind of slink up to the side, and then it eyeless peers down the corridor and then moves on, and that's when you move to go down. As you take the bend, it continues to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer until you reach a door, a wooden door that has been placed inside this natural cave system. There seems to be a small padlock, a small key lock on the door, keeping it shut.
Quick look over it, not confidence test. Does it look like there's any scratches on the keypad itself? Like someone might have missed it in the dark or something? Like it's been used before?
No, the lock seems relatively new.
Oh.
What? Would that be an agility competence to try and pick a lock? And we don't even have lock picks, huh?
No, but you could solve. You could. You have an engineer. She could figure something out.
Unhinged or whatever. Some way. It's just going to be loud. Some way, maybe.
But there seems to be a lock.
Did any of us happen to have a bobby pin in our hair when we got teleported?
Wait, Ruben totally does have like a bobby pin.
Yeah, like, oh, wait a minute.
wait, I see how you do this on Skyrim. Wait, who has the most?
So I pull the bobby pin out of my hair.
Yoshi, never mind.
Do you want to try Rain?
Rain or Yoshi?
Or.
I think it's a Yoshi thing.
Is it a Yoshi? What is it?
Fun fact, I've actually picked a lock with a bobby pin before.
Yeah. Would it be agility for...
It would be agility, yeah.
Okay, oh yeah, right, you answered that. I hand the bobby pin over to Yoshi.
Give it to the
You
ninja,
seem like the one that breaks into places. By the way, you're very dark right now, screen-wise.
I mean, let me fix
He's
that.
He's in character.
Yeah. Shadows. The shadows. There we go.
You know how Rain picks a lock?
There's two ways to open a door.
Three ways if you're Ashton. Hiya! Alright, if you wish to pick this lock, based on the fact that it is a simple iron lock, it will be a difficulty value of 7.
Difficulty value of 7, okay.
And it is going to be agility. It's
agility. Yeah. Yeah, one second. Let me pull that up real quick.
I love how you guys took potions to get back your cards, and then you're like, let's use them!
Yeah.
Let's just use them again. Yeah, I was thinking that. Yep.
All right, what was the value for it?
Difficulty value 7. Yeah, it's 7.
Okay. All right, so I have a +2 to agility, so it's going to be a... There we go.
Oh.
Ooh, nice. 11 diamonds.
Stack the fucking deck.
And that is
the next card in my deck was a 6 of hearts.
All right. So, you do deftly with ease. It's a very simple lock. Like you have found like dollar store locks harder than this. Like, this, obviously, they're not very intricate with how they do things. It's just very simple. You just click, click, done. And the lock is pulled free. The door is now open and accessible to you all.
Yoshi's gonna kind of look back at the rest of the party to make sure everyone's ready. And he's gonna very slowly open the door and peek inside.
As you peek inside, it is lit in here. The torches seem fresh, placed in places that had to have been installed relatively recently. It seems like what was once food, but are now empty bags, and crates filled with supplies, and a single chest in the center of the room. Well, not in the center, but kind of back in the back. It's like a circular room, and there's crates and bags lining all around, and then a chest kind of tucked somewhat sideways.
This is straight up a video game loot room.
Tucked somewhat
Rain
sideways
said this out loud.
Into the between two large crates.
I also passed the stealth mission back there.
Wait. Guys, it's a little too easy.
Chest is probably trapped.
It's probably a fucking mimic.
It's a mimic. Have you guys played Dark Souls?
Walk up and very slowly poke the chest with a sword.
Poke. Nothing seems to happen.
It's a smart mimic.
He does it again. He's like tweet tweet tweet. Like it's like the anime moment where they're like poking something with a stick, and it's like,
yeah, nothing seems
moving
to...
around like all different directions, making
Come
sure
on.
Nothing seems to come from the chest. It makes the sound of you poking at wood.
Yoshi's gonna shrug and he's like, alright, I guess we ransack the place.
Loot this.
So well, this is where the traps are.
He's gonna step back and he's gonna point at the chest and look at Rain and he's gonna be like, I'll let you check the chest.
I out shotgun. Guess I all will. Right.
Canes
it. I'm pissed off.
Pulls out her fucking SIG and walks you up know, to no. chest. She's like, "What's up, Mimic?"
The gun changes every single time. It was a shotgun, now it's a rifle. It turns to RPG and shit.
Points rocket launcher at box. Sup. Have you ever heard of rocket jump before?
And all the loot gets destroyed.
But yeah, I guess, I mean, her experience would be more checking to see if this thing is rigged to blow up. But yeah, she'll check it for traps.
Give me a intelligence competence test.
It's a 3, but it's a 3 of spades, which is my blessed seed, it so it's a 6.
Do you have an addition?
Plus 3, so 9.
Everything's the chest doesn't seem to be even locked. Nothing in this room seems to be locked, and it doesn't seem to have any kind of trap, no explosives or anything like that to it.
Just gonna, like, gingerly open the chest with, like, the muzzle of my gun.
As you begin to kind of open the chest, the light begins to crest into the chest as the light itself begins to illuminate, the larger the gap begins to get. As the light shines fully into the chest, nothing is in it.
Oh, it really Same is a legend on the chest.
However, behind you, the door shuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck!
As these rather medium-sized and small ooze starts to drip from the ceiling, landing onto the floor and manifesting into these cubes. As they begin, as like a almost like a makeshift cube-like eye begins to pop up from the center of the cube as several others begin to show themselves all around this cube. They all look towards your direction.
And we're going to do. If it's not mimics, it's fucking gelatinous cubes.
Wait, you said there's a bunch of eyes on it?
A bunch of eyes, though they look more like it's trying to make eyes. They're like little round balls with like a single dot.
Okay, okay.
It
doesn't remind me of the eyes that I saw earlier.
Those were large and narrow and very bestial.
Gotcha.
Alright, so let's do initiative. So, these have initiative of 4. Okay, so I'm gonna go from the top. Okay, what is everyone pull their cards up and show it so I can kind of see what it is. Oh, wow, you got a 4, too.
But 5, because...
Oh! Ooh, nice, you'll go first.
I got my 8 of hearts back.
That light is so fucking bright. It's a jack of... Okay, so, but that's of a diamond.
Jack of diamonds, so agility.
Ace is
which
a
is also
plus,
my blessed seed.
Ace is a 14 plus your agility, which is what, Rapid?
1. All my skills are 1.
Okay, so then that's a 15... That's a diamond, so that's 6. That's gonna be 12 plus what? Plus what? Nora.
0.
Okay, so Nora will be after Ashton with a 12.
I have a plus 1, so mine would be a 23.
Yours is a jack, so it's an 11.
But it's a jack of
jack
diamonds.
Of diamonds.
Yeah. Jack. Yeah, I know. That's what I was. So then it would be Rain first, and then we've got a 3.
I'm 5 total.
A 3, which is also of diamonds, so that becomes a 6, plus what? Plus what?
For me?
Yeah.
Plus 6 plus 3 total
so
for
9.
Me, because I have a plus 1 to initiative,
okay,
and I have 2 on my agility.
Okay, so
5 for me.
Yoshi.
My luck ran out.
10. And then yours is a what? A 5?
A 5.
Well, Well, that's a 3 of diamonds, so it would be a 6.
Yeah, we already did that one. Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a 4 of hearts plus
and
1 5.
It Oof. Is the cubes at 4. All right, so at least you guys get to act first, as it is a Rain's turn. Okay, one second. Let me change our good old music to some combative stuff real quick. There we go.
Was the door shutting behind us loud?
Yeah, it was relatively loud, yes.
Okay, so we can expect our cover to bloom.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it definitely echoed throughout the halls.
We had to draw our cards, right?
Last question. Draw your cards.
This goes into the dead pile, our initiative?
Yes. No, it goes back at the bottom of your deck.
It goes on the very bottom of the deck.
Very bottom, thank you. Yep. Okay.
All right, yep. Draw your 5 cards, everyone.
Okay, so... Hold on, I gotta find
There seems to be 3 of these creatures.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's all good? I gotta look at the creatures thing anyways. Ooh, this thing is pretty nice. It has a pretty nice innate ability. Too bad it's not classified as a beast. So. Taming slimes like in that anime.
Sad face.
We'll maybe make your character eventually learn how to tame other creatures. I think you're a far way away from monstrous creatures, though, but yeah.
Okay, there. So I'm gonna chuck one of my Kaizo's lances at one of these guys.
Alright.
It's a lightning ability.
Yeah, I'm going to defend with corrosive spray. No, that's a free target. I'm gonna do acid envelopment is what I'm gonna do.
I will be using a combo.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I mean, none of my cards go, because they're standard enemies, none of my cards go into the discard pile. They just go back into the deck. So, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Boom.
I has my...
A 5 of hearts.
Queen of diamonds.
Okay.
Which is my blessed seed, and also the seed of the thingy.
Yep.
And I will be doing the Arcane Explosion combo, which is 5 cards of the same suit, but not consecutive, because I have a 6, 7, 8, and 9 of diamonds on top of the queen.
Nice. So you're, how much is that extra? It's the what? So 5?
So the damage would be doubled from the lance because of my blessed seed. So that's 6 plus 5
is 11. Yep.
Is 11.
Okay. What is the effect of this thing? Because you used a face card.
It ignores absorption.
Okay. So 11 damage to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Moving on to the next person, which is Ashton. Ashton. What do you want to do to these slimy boys? It's like a video game. The slimes! You're muted.
You're muted, Ash. You're muted, Rapid.
Everyone's
okay, so Ashton knows slimes and shit like that. And he knows, like, you really shouldn't be going up and meleeing them.
Nope.
Could I just try to break down the door and we get the fuck out of here?
You could attempt flee. Where is the flee rules?
Ashton's gonna look at these guys, at everybody. Guys, we have no fucking reason to fight these guys. This is just gonna fucking slow us down. I mean, if not, they're gonna chase us behind.
Fleeing.
But slimes are famously slow.
Collective
are we locked
escape
in here with
test.
The door shut, though?
The door is shut. You're not sure if it's locked. Escape difficulty.
I mean, the chests were locked.
Let's see. Collective escape test. Okay. A hero can suggest that the whole group flees at the beginning of their turn. All heroes must agree to attempt to flee.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it's a group thing, then.
Yes, it's a group thing.
If you guys want to stay and kill him, you know, just say no. If not.
I mean, rain is more for killing them, that way they don't follow us.
I'm down for killing them too, but should also check and see if the door's even open first.
Can I do that as a basic thing? Do I have to spend a card?
It's not, I believe, with combat. The combat rule states that as long as you don't interact with something, I believe, right?
Let me see. It says you can freely do competence tests, but it would use the card for the competence test. And I think.
But what about when it comes to interacting with objects? What does it state?
Right here. So combat actions, free actions, and encounter replaces combat technique.
Yeah.
That's what you guys have written down, at least in this.
But... Yeah, I need.
Yeah,
to...
free actions encounter are speak, grab or pick up an object,
okay,
or use
so
a competence
test. It's a free test.
Test.
The door
replaces
is
combat technique. Is it consumable or attempting to flee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The door is. The door seems to be held shut by something.
Maybe it's the big guy.
One last thing, slugs or slimes are known to be famously slow. I feel like they are.
These ones don't seem
in video games.
These ones don't seem to be hindered by movement all that well. As you can see, that the kind of like way they're moving is almost sliding on the ooze they're causing.
So they're basically
ice skating.
God damn it, Rain! Fuck it, and I'm gonna I'm gonna shoot her gun if she likes too.
He just fucking reaches over, grabs the gun, and fucking cowboy pistol shoots it from hip.
No, he's like, fuck, you guys want to stay in here? Fuck this. And I'm gonna, shoot her gun.
Pew, 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 pew. Turning into Grand Theft Auto for fucking Ashton over here. Yeah, I'm gonna defend.
I will eventually get my own gun. I hope you know that.
I'm going to defend, and I am going to defend with corrosive spray. So I will be targeting two additional people. As I target Rain and Yoshi, along with Ashton.
Ow.
So you two can choose to defend if you'd like to.
I can't.
I'm aware. That's why I chose to do
my
it.
Cards.
I will. Oh, I will attempt to defend.
Online Baron Rain. Let me.
Was I being hit too?
No, just Rain, Yoshi, and Ashton.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, I have my card.
Okay,
me and Nora are just chilling in the back.
Are you,
right now.
Yoshi, are you choosing to defend?
Yes, I'm choosing to defend.
Okay. What are you using? Oh, you fucker.
I'm going to use double slash.
Okay. Bam. That is hearts plus three.
Can I choose to dodge?
Oh, that is something that we are adding in our...
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. How does
that is something that we here at Storyteller's Tales are adding into the system, which is choosing to dodge. Myth, do you want to explain the little house rule, the homebrew rule of dodge?
So basically, if you have... Well, you can choose to do this if you don't want to get rid of the cards in your hand as well. But if you don't have any cards or you just don't want to defend and waste the cards, you can choose to dodge and you draw a card off the top of your deck. It doesn't use VE, so it goes right back at the bottom of the deck. And
you can't add anything to it. Yeah. Pretty much it's a luck of the draw. You can't pick a card from your hand. You have to luckily draw something. So I do have a 14...
I will attempt to dodge then too.
Okay.
And hold on to my cards.
You're gonna fuck my ass up, Ashton.
Well, this is of the blessed seed, so
what
it's for
that?
Sure gonna hit.
Ace of diamonds.
Ace of diamonds.
I'm starting to fucking doubt your guys' cards here a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I swear to God.
I'm starting to doubt them. The fact that you keep telling exactly what you get every time. But every single time you get what you need. Starting to get a little questionable.
I drew a four of hearts for initiative. I'd like to
I'm aware you did. But you also haven't been drawing what you need every fucking turn.
I haven't. I will more than happily show you my hand right now.
Just to don't just have to prove a hand. How fucked I am generally.
But
I
rolled
a nat 20. Okay.
That's the equivalent of getting the card you need every single time you draw so far, or at least most times you draw, is the equivalent of rolling natural 20 every single time. So
that's my hand right now.
But no,
my luck ran out.
Not when it came to fucking dodging. But okay, go ahead, Ashton.
Well, that was off the top of my deck.
So precision strike is 4, but since it's of the blessed seed and it is mine and the card, it's double blessed or no?
No. So you drew an ace.
It's an ace. It quadruples the damage.
And so
it's of your blessed seed and the card seed. It becomes a quadruple.
It just oh,
16 damage plus 2. Turn,
right? Plus the 2 additional damage.
Yeah.
So, oh, and then one other thing too. I have two. What are the combos? What other combos? Is it there like two of the same card?
Two cards of the same value is Omen of Power plus one.
Plus one to that.
So it's
so
four.
Do I add that?
4 times 2 is 8. 8 times 2 is 16. Plus 3.
Plus 2, 18.
Well, plus,
yeah.
Two,
yeah, plus 3 in total.
Plus is 19.
So don't 19. You get a bonus to...
It's what he's adding, I think.
Basic.
That's what he's adding.
No, he added Omen of Power, which is
that's
a combo.
A 3. That's what made it a 3. He only has a
no,
plus.
So let's break this down. My base damage right now is 4, right? Uh-huh. Okay, and then it quadrupled to make it a 16. Yep. The precision strike, the effect is an additional 2 damage.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Right? The Omen of Power is another 1 damage.
Yeah.
And then, do I add my...
If you have the trait for plus one damage from your class.
If it's
okay,
of,
so another plus one, yeah.
If it's so plus of four the to... weapon type you chose, I believe. Or something like that.
Oh, because of that. It's not because of my Blessed Seed. Never mind then, so don't add that. Then,
yeah.
I wouldn't... He wouldn't have chosen
it
for
been
that
sword.
Because, yeah,
that's what you chose.
Yeah, it would have been sword.
So 19. And this is so there is say 1, 2, and 3. What are you? Which one are you attacking? One
closest
two,
one.
That would be
closest one to him.
One. Okay.
One. Yeah.
All right.
Is that the one I hit?
Yes.
Because I just tucked it at the first one I saw.
Okay.
And then he sees what the fuck the gun does. I'm really starting to like this. He hands it back to her gently.
All right. So now it is Nora's turn. I would not summon Stanton in here. This room is not big enough for him.
No, I'm not going to summon Kino, my crab, in anyway.
Okay.
The crab of death.
Yes, the crab of death. Carcanos.
Carcanos? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, that's his name. Full name. That's
okay.
His full name.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you know, because it's cute.
And it is the crab that Hercules killed and is supposedly the origin for the Cancer constellation.
Okay. So, Nora, what are you doing? You summoning,
him.
You're summoning him?
My whole turn.
Okay. All right. Then now we move on to Yoshi.
Yoshi's going to attack the one that Ashton just attacked with double slash.
Very well. I will defend.
Okay.
And I'm going to choose the corrosive again, and I will be attacking Nora and Ashton.
Wow. I'm gonna dodge.
Yeah, that beats me.
Okay, so Jack, plus one.
I still beat you.
Or do we not add anything?
No, you. With the dodge, you don't. Yeah, it's a general competition.
Okay, okay. So straight. No. So you beat me then.
Yeah. Myth.
Oh, I can.
Rain.
No, someone else has to defect for you. What?
I'm targeting you too.
No, you're not. You said Nora.
Oh, Nora, then. Yeah, I guess I'm targeting Nora. Yeah. I meant to say Rain, because I was targeting those without cards, but I accidentally said Nora, so I'll go with it. Are you defending or dodging?
Yes.
Which one?
I'm defending.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm using my paralyzing thorn.
Okay.
The heart is the blessed seed for.
So is mine. We're both the same. What is your plus to it?
Plus three, right?
Plus three.
Mine is a plus three too, so we cancel each other out.
War.
No, we just block it. She blocks the spray entirely. That. No damage is done. Nothing is done.
It's an anime style.
Yeah,
where
it's just a boom kind of separates off.
the beams hit each other.
So with corrosive spray towards Ashton and Yoshi
and Goku and Vegeta,
this will deal 3 points of damage. But because it is a heart, it is critical, so it is going to do 6 points of damage, and the target suffers a -2 to all competence tests and suffers weakness 1 for 2 scenes.
Okay.
So weakness...
How much damage in total?
6. Okay. And then you also... For 2 scenes.
Oh, you know what? That's not encounters. That's...
Scenes
longer.
Scenes is the round. That's what they call rounds. So weakness. So weakened. The total damage inflicted inflicts half damage. You only inflict half damage. Weakness. Well, no, because that must be something different. What the fuck is weakness? Does it mean weakened?
No, I think you're looking. Yeah, because we've done weakness.
What is weakness? I'm not seeing anything weakness. Oh, here we go. Weakness, right here. I found it. Properties and conditions. Weakness increases the total damage by X when taking damage from a combat technique. The increase applies after all damage calculated, including critical. Okay, so you just take an extra point of damage. So you'll take 7. Instead of 6. And whenever you take damage, it'll add an additional 1 point. For 2 rounds, basically.
Alright, real quick. Because my armor. Let's see. I have a +1 CT. Wait, how much? Oh, that's for parry. Oh, you know what?
And this is poison, by the way. It is not normal.
So, Pat, since parry, since dodge is essentially the parry effect, would that then stack with my shield, which gives me a +1 CT to parry?
Sure.
Okay, so then in total, no, it wouldn't because it would have equaled up to a queen. Never mind. No, yes. Yeah. Okay, so 7 damage.
Yeah. 7 damage, and you are weakened from all competence tests by 2 and for 2 rounds, basically. All right.
One last question. So it was corrosive damage, right?
It's poison.
Poison, something like that. Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, area effect poison.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and now it is Ruben's turn.
Okay. For a ally buff, not a self-targeted, but an ally buff, do I need both a face and the blessed seed, or can I get the effect off with just the face?
Okay. It's only self-cards, self-effects that you need.
I'm going to use encouragement on Rain with my queen. Okay. It doesn't do any damage or anything. But you will draw 1 extra on the start of your next turn. 1 extra card.
So you'll draw 4 instead of 3, yeah.
And then you'll also get +2 to hit on your next combat technique.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. It's good to have a buffer in your team. All right. So that is now the cube's turn. The first cube, who's the weakest, is going to go after... is going to go after Ashton. Hit this motherfucker like a Mack truck, so he's going to go after Ashton.
I took the, whatchamacallit. You can't hit me with attack of opportunities. I moved out of the way.
Ha 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 ha. Okay. I am going to attack you with acid envelopment.
Alright,
are you going to... Do you want to dodge?
Let me check my things, because I have stuff for stuff like this.
Yep.
Like, getting hit is actually my thing.
Do you have any cards, I'm wondering?
Yeah, I still got 2 cards left.
Okay, just making sure.
Is it so? No, it's not. Okay, I'm ready to dodge.
So you're gonna dodge?
Wait. No, it would have to be that. It's not gonna be a dodge. It's gonna be a... I'm sorry, I'm looking at both of these at the same time.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm gonna defend.
Okay, what are you gonna defend with?
Double slash.
Alright, I'm ready to go. Bam!
Ready. Bam. You beat me.
It's not of the blessed seed, so I don't do...
Oh, I can add cards, huh?
Yeah, you can add...
Okay, I'm gonna add cards.
Okay, what do you...
So another 4 to that.
So what is it?
9 total? Plus 4.
9 plus 4 13. Is 13. I have 13. A jack that's 11 plus 3. So I have 14.
Yes, 14.
Oh, plus my plus 1, 14.
Plus your 1, so 14. So we just deflect.
Yeah.
And now that you're at 0 cards, once turn order comes around, you can draw 3 instead of 1.
Ooh, yeah. I love that. Thank you.
Alright, cube 2 is going to attack... He's going to attack Rain with, I am going to do corrosive, do I want to do corrosive spray? Crap. Let's see here. Yes?
Do I take a negative to confidence test or anything like
it's,
that?
Yeah, it's all, anything? It's a negative 2 to all competence tests.
Okay, it wouldn't work for.
Does a CT count as a competence test?
I don't think so, but if it does, I mean, I'll take it. I don't care.
I don't know.
We might have to look that up.
Yeah, look in the.
Wait, no. Are you saying for like free actions or not?
No, the competence test. Like, does doing a combat technique count as a competence test?
If I have a negative, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
All right. So. Alright, yeah, I'm gonna do corrosive spray against. I'm gonna do Reuben. I'm gonna do Rain, and I'm gonna do Ashton.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to draw.
I'm gonna defend.
Okay. Oh shit, I did it too soon.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
It's okay. I already said
it doesn't matter, defend. Yeah.
You fuck.
Honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just gonna get hit.
What are you?
Mine was a jack of clubs.
That's only a plus 2, so that's 13, or that's 16 for me.
Why is it 16? Oh, yeah, because 14 plus 2. So mine's plus 3, so I still beat you.
Okay. Damn it.
Sorry.
I didn't expect you to have an ace, Pat.
I know. I you know, yeah. So let's see here. Okay, so corrosive, yeah, you guys take 3. It was with a critical, it wasn't its blessed seed, so it's not quadrupled, but the any ace makes it critical, so you'll take 6 plus 1, which is 7, and Rain and Reuben, you both gain weakness on competence tests for 2 scenes as well.
How much damage do I take for being weakened?
It doesn't stack, the weakness thing doesn't stack, so you just take 7.
Oh, so just another 7. Okay, yeah. I thought it was a...
No, it doesn't stack. It'd be crazy if it did, but it doesn't stack.
Well,
it
not that it stacked. Yeah. I thought I was under effect that made me take more damage.
You are. But... The weakness, it makes you take 1 more point of damage, which is 7.
So did I take... Oh, okay, 7. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, and then...
You just got rid of a lot of hearts of mind paths.
Sweet.
That.
The third one is going to attack, and it is going to target... Yoshi. And I'm going to use the acid envelopment on you.
Okay. I'm just gonna take the hit.
You're gonna take the hit? Remember, you can choose the dodge and it burns no VE.
Yeah. I'll do that then.
Okay. Just draw off the top of your deck. Bam.
Wait, does it go back to your...
Yeah, it goes
to the bottom.
The dodge goes
oh my
to the
god.
Bottom.
Give me my...
Okay.
So, yours is... I win there. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo! That was lucky. I was honestly, when I pulled the fucking card and I was like, god damn it. I thought that someone had some shit against me. Okay. So you're going to take 4 points of damage. This is poison damage or acid damage. I don't know exactly. That was not a face card, so no effect happens. But yeah, you take 4 points. And it was not critical because it was not its value. So, and with that, everyone, we're going to be coming back next episode to finish this up.
What was this?
See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.